From record challenging warmth to a midweek winter storm watch, we have plenty of ups and downs on our way leading up to Thanksgiving. Across our area today, we've had windy and warm conditions as the storm works its way up through the Great Lakes into Canada. Temperatures have soared into the 60s to near 70, and that wind has been quite gusty at times. We've had some rain come through. Most of that, though, was this morning. This afternoon, we've had sun mixed with clouds and a few spotty showers from time to time. As we work into tonight, we'll have a cold front come in from the west. That could set off a few showers, mainly north and west of Albany. And it's still going to be warm tonight, with overnight temperatures running generally in the 40s. Highs tomorrow will be in the 40s to around 50, so after the warm night, temperatures won't move too far tomorrow. And it will be breezy at times as we go through the day, though it will not be as windy as today. There could be a passing shower north and west of Albany tomorrow. Otherwise, we're expecting dry conditions across New York and western New England. It'll be a different story on Wednesday as a coastal storm works its way off the Carolina coast and then rides to the northeast, likely passing southeast of New England late Wednesday into Wednesday night. On that track, it's going to be cold. Therefore, we are forecasting a winter storm as we work through that very busy travel day Wednesday. This storm is likely to have a significant impact on travel up and down the I-95 corridor. Of course, that means that people that are driving or flying on Wednesday need to consider that delays are very likely. In our area, this looks to be a mainly snowstorm at this point. It looks like the greatest impact in terms of snow accumulation will be from the capital region on east and from the capital region on south. Already winter storm watches are posted for a good chunk of our area for snowfall that could exceed 6 inches. Certainly we'll have much more on this storm threat as we go through the day tomorrow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, breezy, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, breezy, high in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high in the lower to mid 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Wednesday, a winter storm watch is in effect for much of our area, a wintry mix changing quickly to snow likely, especially from the capital region and points south and east, high in the 30s. The storm is gone by Thanksgiving Day, with partly sunny skies and highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.